A Missouri elected official has announced an initiative petition amending Article 4 of the Missouri Constitution is open for public comment. According to Secretary of State Jason Kander, his office says the initiative petition involving cannabis and marijuana laws is now open for public comment. Petition 2018-115 was submitted by Damian Johnson. Missourians can provide public comment at www.sos.mo.gov/comment. The 30-day public comment period allows Missourians to offer their observations on the submitted proposal online, by mail, or phone. Before circulating petitions for signatures, state law requires that groups must first have the form of their petition approved by the Secretary of State's office. The office then has 23 days after the form of the petition is approved to draft ballot summary language. During this time, the office will review all the comments. You can find out more by visiting the website sos.mo.gov. After serving as lead law enforcement officer for an area city for more than a decade, a Marshall resident has retired. Sort of. Dick Downing served as chief of police for the town of Sweet Springs for 13 years before deciding to hang up that badge earlier this month. Downing says he enjoyed the time he spent working for the town.
We have a lot of good people in our whole county. We have a lot of good people right there in Sweet Springs. A lot of problems we had basically came off the interstate. I know we had two bank robberies there at one time. We got them all solved, worked with the FBI. We have worked with the Marshal Service.
Downing, who has also spent several years as a deputy in the Saline County Sheriff's Department prior to his stint in Sweet Springs, says he will miss meeting people and talking to them the most.
The things I'm going to miss is going to be everyday things, meeting people. You see a lot of people. You talk to a lot of people. You're able to help them. We used to go out to the school and make tours out to school and talk to the kids. I'm going to miss a lot of that.
The retirement plans for Downing include a little hunting, fishing, traveling, and spending time with his family. He will not fade away completely from law enforcement, though, as he plans on serving as a reserve police officer for Sweet Springs because, in his own words, he hasn't been one just to lie around all day. The city of Sweet Springs held a retirement party for Downing on Monday, December 19th. At a meeting in the Sweet Springs Board of Aldermen earlier this month, the board promoted Sergeant Tammy Johnson as Downing's successor. That appointment took effect immediately. The holiday season is in full effect, and with the holiday comes more travel than usual as people across the state fill their calendars with shopping trips, parties, and out-of-town family visits and vacations. According to a news release, for those who plan to celebrate with a little bit of bubbly or other alcoholic beverages, the Missouri Coalition of Roadway Safety wants to remind Missourians to designate a sober driver or arrange for a cab to avoid driving impaired this holiday season. Statewide law enforcement will be on the lookout for impaired drivers with targeted enforcement efforts through January 1st. There were 86 deaths and 426 serious injuries due to crashes in Missouri during last holiday season. To learn more about possible consequences of driving while impaired and other tips, visit the website savemolives.com. And that's a look at your news at this hour on KMMO. I'm Kyle Yaunt.